You'll turn to John, the second chapter. I promise you, with the help of the Lord, I'll not hold you long. But I've got to deliver my heart. I'm all for shouting. I really am. You all know I am. But when I feel God dealing with me like He's dealing with me tonight, I would stand in the middle of hell and preach. Amen. Because I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. Amen. John, the second chapter. Amen. The Bible says, "And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto Him, they have no wine." They have no wine. Oh God. Turn to Psalms with me real quick if you would. The 51st chapter. 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. Amen. I want to start reading in the second, 7th verse. I'm coveting your prayers tonight. I'm trying to find the mind of God here. "And then purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Amen. As I read these first few scriptures here in John, you may be saying, "Brother Jerry, what in the world does this marriage in Cana have to do with what you read there concerning David in the book of Psalms?" Listen carefully to what he said, the mother of Jesus said to him. Amen. She said, "They have no wine. They have no wine, Jesus. They ran out." Amen. If you'll just lend me your attention for a moment. You know what, friend? Life breaks down, first of all, on the side of its exhilarations, on the side of its excitement, on the side of its thrill. Amen. That's usually the first point in people's lives that collapse, is their joy, their zest. Amen. A lot of times, more so than not, our health holds out. I mean, we have sicknesses here and there, but for the most part, our health holds out. Amen. If we continue to work, a lot of times our money increases. Amen. Our friends multiply. We have an abundance to eat. Amen. We have warm beds to sleep in. Amen. But somehow, some way, and I really can't explain it, but it comes to a place in everyone's life, when a point of time, when the wine runs out. Amen. Are you understanding me tonight? Amen. When the wine runs out. You see, they was at this marriage supper, and we all know, as far as parties and all this is concerning, amen, they was having a good time. And that wine was the element that was giving them that good time. But there came a time, Brother Andy, when the wine was all gone. In other words, there came a time when the thrill was all gone. And there came a time when the joy had done leaked out. And the mother of Jesus ran to Him with such a dilemma and said, "Lord, they have no more wine. They're out of wine." In other words, "Oh, it looks like the party's over. It looks like we're going to have to close down now. It looks like celebration is over. And if you'll just help me here for a minute." Amen. That's what I feel like telling us here tonight. Amen. There's a time in each and every one of our lives. Help me out here, Lord. Amen. And I believe some of us is at that place right now when the joy is beginning to fail. When the elasticity of joy and of exhilaration of our life is running out. We just ain't happy like we used to be. We just don't get excited anymore. It seems like it's such a burden. It seems like it's such a drudgery just to get out and do normal things. Just to lift our hands up. Amen. As the Lord began to speak to me tonight, He began to deal with my heart. What's wrong with a lot of us here is the thrill's gone. We've done lost the thrill. We've done lost the joy. We've done lost that sparkle. We've done lost that glow. Amen. The worst thing that can happen to an individual is for them to become into a state where they have no joy. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? The worst thing that can happen to an individual is when they get to a place in their life where nothing can make them happy. Where nothing can satisfy them. Are you hearing me tonight? That's exactly where the devil wants people to get. Because he cuts them out of the herd, Brother Andy. He alienates them away from everybody else. He sticks them back in a corner. And he surrounds them from every angle, Brother Lloyd. He tells them, nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. You might as well give up. You ain't doing it like you used to. You can't make it like you used to. It don't work like it used to. Prayer don't work like it used to. Living holy before God don't work like it used to. I mean, just look at the church. I don't know where I'm going here tonight. I'm going to follow the Lord. I mean, look at us. Attendance is down. People's leaving. It seems like that the old paths are no longer working. And people is losing their joy. They're losing their zest for the salvation of God. Come on here now. Come on here now. We're living in a world, I can't help it. I'm going to delve into here. You fall out, you're just going to have to fall out. We're living in a world, and the church world is just as bad. They want to be entertained. Amen. They want to be entertained. They want to laugh. They want to be talked to. They want to be treated to all the worldly pleasures that they can and still try to hold on to God. Is that spirit not prevalent in our land? Come on here now. Why is our young people seeming like up and down, in and out, back and forth? Huh? I tell you why that is. They've lost their joy. I tell you what it is. Their thrill is gone. Amen. Old time prayer meetings don't make them happy no more. Come on here now. Getting up here and playing instruments for God don't make them happy no more. Getting them and testifying about how they was brought out from the world don't make them happy no more. But if we're not careful in our life, we'll begin to look for ways not to get out of the world, but we'll begin to look for ways how to get back in, yet still retain what we think we got. Come on here now. Hey, I'm a preacher here if you'll help me. Amen. I tell you what, there's a lot of people here tonight, you couldn't raise your hand because you didn't have nothing to raise your hand with. You couldn't shout hallelujah because you're losing that thing that used to make you cry hallelujah. I tell you what's wrong. The thrill's gone. I said the thrill's leaving our congregations. That's why they're getting worldly. That's why they're going back to the elements of the world. Amen. That's why slowly but surely, amen, we're losing our grip with God. Because the thrill's leaking out. Come on here now. Amen. And it's a place that everybody gets to in their life. Amen. Everybody gets to that place in their life. There comes a time when the devil is going to come by. He's going to begin to talk to you. Is it really worth it? Is it really working? Come on here now. I just wonder. The other day, our transmission in our car began to act up. In our white car here, the best car we got. I mean, except that little Horizon, I don't know, it might outrun them all. I can't kill it. Amen. It just keeps running. Thank God. Amen. But it began to mess up. I mean, it was bad. I mean, I know when the transmission's bad. It was bad, Brother Jeff. So Sister Tina got the idea of throwing oil on it, praying for it. Which wasn't a bad idea, seems how I didn't have the $1,500 to try to fix it. Amen. I was like, let her have it. Amen. Go out there. She's like, I don't even know where it's at. I said, she just went out there and throwed it everywhere. Amen. That's fine. I'm sure it got there somehow. Come on here now. But the next day, it started doing better. It didn't slip like it once did. I mean, it was starting to do better. Me and Tina got in a car. It had done great for 3 days, and all of a sudden, we stopped. He wouldn't go back down and get here. I was like, oh, so much for your little miracle. Amen. She said, well, that's faith, preacher. I was like, well, look at us. Here, we're here. Amen. Look at it. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. But in her mind, she got and testified. She said, Lord, amen, if it breaks down tomorrow, I just thank you for fixing it today. I thank you for answering prayer today. I said, I have to say this. That old devil come by. Why, it wasn't nothing to throw salt in the well. It wasn't nothing to anoint the milk cow. We ain't got to worry about that now. We got Big Bear. We got Kroger. We got Piggly Wiggly. We'll find milk and bread somewhere. We'll find gasoline somewhere. I tell you what's wrong. Our thrill's gone. Amen. We've lost our hope. We've lost our puss. We've lost our drive to trust in God. Come on here now. I know, I feel like that's what I'm doing, Brother Lloyd. I feel like I'm sitting and spinning. But the Lord's going to help me throw it in drive here in a minute if you'll get behind me. Amen. I know we're going to get somewhere. Amen.
I said, that's what's wrong with us. The devil will come by and say, hey, prayer don't work no more. Your family's still in the shape that it's in. Hallelujah! Fasting don't work no more. Your children's still lost. Oh, going to church, it don't matter if you show up or not. Your situation's still the same. Oh, no, no, my friend. He said, train up a child in the way that it should go. And when it's old, it will not depart. He didn't say he wouldn't backslide. He didn't say she wouldn't stray. Oh, but you've planted something in there that's a lie. They can't drink it away. They can't drug it away. They can't pleasure it away. When conviction gets hold of a heart, you can't get away. Come on here now. The thrill's gone. I said the thrill's gone. Why is our prayer meetings low? The thrill's gone. Why is our Bible study getting cut out? Because the thrill's gone. Hallelujah. Why is our prayer life always secondary, third, fourth, and fifth on our list? Because the thrill's gone. And then why is it easier and easier to lay out of the house of God? Because the thrill's gone. And then every time you lay down something spiritual, something carnal moves in. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, it just happens. When you leak out God, the world's going to rush in. Are you hearing me tonight? I said the world's going to rush in. I tell you what your problem is. You've let the thrill leave. Why does young people get in the shape they get in? Because their thrill leaves. I got some statistics here. Each year, 1 million students drop out of high school and are chronically truant. 4 out of 10 teenager girls will become pregnant before the age of 20. Listen here. Although marijuana use has declined in the past years, addiction to cocaine and crack has doubled. 1 in 4 teens develop a drinking problem during their teenage years. About 10,000 will die in alcohol-related accidents this year. Each year, 5,000 to 6,000 teens die in suicide-related deaths. And the number is growing. One every 90 minutes goes out of this world by their own hand. And for every death, at least 100 other young people attempt suicide. I tell you what it is. You can blame it on the church. You can blame it on he ain't preaching it. You can blame it on whatever you want to. I tell you what it is. There's a little place created in every man that's to be filled with the presence and the Spirit of God. And when men begin to spurn and begin to turn away the grace and the love of God, they begin to lose their joy. They begin to lose their love for life. That's what causes people to die in the shape they are. What causes those to commit suicide? They see no reason to live. There's no joy. There's no happiness. They turn on every side, and yet all they see is doom and gloom. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something, friend. It's not going to get no better. Are you hearing me tonight? This world ain't going to get no better. I mean, we read that 51st chapter in Psalms, and I know that chapter is revered, Brother Lloyd, as the great repentance chapter. I mean, it's King David, Brother Randy. He's repenting to God because of the sin he created. But I believe it's more than that. And though it's a great repentance chapter, and though it's precious in that way, it also reveals a side of David to us that we've never seen before. It reveals a side of a man of God that was after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Even though David was after God's own heart, he got to the place in his kingdom where he had it all, Brother Lloyd. He didn't want for nothing. He had money. He had wealth. He had fame. He had kingdoms. He had castles. He had children. Everything you can think of, David had. But somewhere, somehow, his joy leaked out. His thrill left him. And he began to no longer please God. That's why David cried out, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Let me feel it again, Lord. Let me hear joy. Let me hear gladness. I'm tired of gloom. I'm tired of despair. I'm tired of doubt. I'm tired of fear. Give me back my joy. No wonder David's quoted later on in the chapters of Psalm as saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. David knew what it was like to stand on the porch and not have the joy. We read that scripture and we quote it so much, and we don't even know really realize what it's meaning. We don't realize the state David was in when he said it. I'm glad. I believe there's an exclamation point there. It may not be there, but I believe he meant it that way. I'm glad. I ain't just glad because I'm coming to church. Oh, God. I ain't just happy because I had to go back again. Amen here now. I just ain't happy because I got to listen to Brother Marshall again and Brother Lloyd again beating on us, telling us how we need to move up and move out. No. No. David said, I'm glad because there was a time when I wasn't worthy. David said, I'm glad because there's a time when my heart was filled with sin. I'm glad because there's a time when I couldn't even lift up my head. I'm glad because there's a time I wasn't fit. I should have been killed. But now I've made it right. And I'm glad I've got my joy back. I'm glad I can worship the Lord. Amen.
We got to see where David was coming from. A lot of times we don't really get scriptures because we don't really see where they're coming from. It was coming from a heart that had been to the lowest. He got so bad, he said, Lord, don't hide your face from me. Oh God. Don't take your spirit from me, Lord. Oh God. Oh, but blot out my transgression. Forget all about it, God. Forget it even existed. Just give me back my joy. Oh, just give me back my joy. I'd give anything. I'd give anything, Lord, if I could just have my joy back. Amen. I mean, David, if the sword never left his house, every child he had just about committed sin and done something wrong and lost out with God. But David said, Lord, if you'll just give me my joy back. Oh, I know that child ain't going to live. But thank God I can go to where it's at if you'll give me my joy back. Hallelujah! I tell you what a lot of you need. You just need to get your joy back. You just need to get your head up. You need to realize what God's already done.
Amen. The only thing wrong with you tonight is the thrill's gone out of your life. That's hard to raise a hand when you don't feel it. It's hard to run when you don't have nothing to make you run. Huh? And I'm not throwing out Brother Joe at all. And understand, if you've got what it takes, run on. Amen. By all means. Amen. Run on. But I'm telling you here tonight. And this, hey, you all know me. At least I hope you remember. This is all, man, I can't help it. I'm going to do what God gives me. I'm telling you tonight, there's some people sitting here tonight. Hey, man, you ain't satisfied. You ain't happy with the way your life's going. I don't know nothing. God knows my heart. Last time I talked to your pastor was back at Thanksgiving. I mean, he don't call me. I mean, you know, we don't have time to communicate. He don't tell me what to do and what's going on. He don't give me the lowdown before I get here. God told me before I got here. Hallelujah. God told me, go down there and tell them, son. A lot of them's losing the thrill. A lot of them's losing their joy. They say, I can't lift my hands. I don't feel it. That's because you've substituted. That's because you've let your joy leak down. And you're cleaning the substitution. You're cleaning the things. That's not going to fix it. That's not going to bring happiness.
One old preacher said about a son. He said that boy was raised on high octane. That old regular gas ain't gonna do nothing for him. Amen. A lot of you spitting and sputtering tonight. Amen. Because you've let that punch out. You've let that joy leak out. Amen. You once was on fire for God. You once stood up and proclaimed that no matter what my family does, I'm going to hold on. No matter what my family says, I'm not going to go back on what I was taught. I'm not going to go back on what the Lord showed me. I will not yield. He cut Talababashata. I will not yield. Before I yield, I'll die. That's just what's happened to you. You're starting to yield and you're starting to die. I said you're starting to yield and you're starting to die. Oh, I said you're starting to yield and you're losing out with God.
Oh God. There's no substitution. Hallelujah. There's no sweet and low. There's no mama dash and papa dash. You've got to have it or you don't got it. Are you hearing me, friend? There's only one joy. There's only one peace. That's only found in God. Everything else is just a lie. I tell you what you're doing, my friend. You're being like that foolish man that went out in the middle of the sand and began to build a house. The devil's patting you on the back. He's telling you this is what you should have been doing all along. This is the right way to go. You just wait. You just wait. There's a wave coming. There's a wind coming. It's going to mow you over. Oh, God. I believe it was nothing but sunny days, Brother Marshall. He was out on the old beach, brother. Out in the old sand, just building away. Look at my home. Look at my home. Look at it. It's out here in the sand. It's out here in the middle of God's beautiful creation. Look at it. That old crazy man over there, he's digging a footer down to the rock. It's taking him all day. I'm already in my house. He's still digging, Brother Lloyd. Oh, hallelujah. I believe everything was fine for a while. I believe the view out the window was pretty. I believe the sleep on the bed was calm. I believe there wasn't a bit of adversity at all. But there came a time. Are you hearing me? There came a time when the winds beat vehemently upon that house. My Bible tells me that it went to the ground. The Apostle Paul said, look, boys, if we sail now, there's going to be much harm. We better not go. We better stay right here. God knows my heart, church. This ain't on my notes. I'm just obeying God. That's why I've walked away. I'm obeying God here. Paul said, boys, if we sail today, there's going to be much harm. We better stay right here in harbor. We better wait just a little bit longer. Oh, you're crazy, boy. You're just a prophet. You're just a crazy Gentile. You don't know Jew. You don't know nothing. You don't know what's going on. You're just a while. You're a prisoner. You just don't want to go face your doom. Hey, I'm a shipbuilder. I'm a pirate. I'm a sailor. Look at the winds. It's just right. Hey, look at Fair Havens. I'm telling you, look at it. I said, look at it. You're sitting in the middle of Fair Havens. I'm telling you to look around. Yeah, it's nice right now. Yeah, it's peaceful right now. But it wasn't long. We found them floating on pieces of the ship.
Oh, but Brother Jerry, they made it. You're missing the whole point. You're missing the whole point. You're missing the whole point. God just had to intervene. The only reason why God intervened is because there's a man of God on board. If it hadn't been for that, that ship would have went down and everybody in it would have been lost. Amen. The devil says, oh, but they made it. The devil's telling you, oh, it's all right. Keep on going like you are. This world's like it's always been. I get up, I go to bed. I go to work, I go to school. It's never going to change. My friend, the Bible tells me, when they cry peace and safety, wow, when they cry peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come.
We got a lot of people in this church world saying, fooey. Fooey! They've been preaching holiness for 40 years. Fooey! The old church of God from Tennessee said, fooey! Give us the wedding bands. Give us the bobbed hair. Give us this world. We'll still preach. We'll still sing. Oh, my Lord! Hallelujah! But you can't substitute the real, genuine move of God. Preacher, you preach on TVs, I'm going to buy two more. You tell me not to cut my hair, I'm going to whack it off even more. You tell me not to wear my jewelry, I'm going to fill all my fingers up. I'm going to pierce my whole body. I say it's rebellion. It's the same as witchcraft. Hallelujah! I said your boat ain't gonna float long.
They that do these things, the Bible says, do it unto their own harm.
You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. You ain't hurting nobody but yourself and those that are following behind you. Listen to me, Mommy. God knows my heart, by the way. I don't preach like this all the time. But I'm feeling God in my heart. You listen here, Mommy. You listen here, Daddy. Oh, God. Just pre-adventure. You do what you want to do. And the Lord has mercy on your sorry soul. And you get right with God. What about that daughter? What about that son? Come on here now. What about that grandbaby? What are you showing them? What are you teaching them? What are you giving them? I said, your thrill is gone. I said, your thrill is gone. And your season is about to run out. I said, your season's about to run out. Brother Joe, why did that prodigal leave father's house? It wasn't because he was poor. It wasn't because father wasn't clothing him. It wasn't because father wasn't feeding him. It wasn't because he didn't have nowhere to lay his head at night. I'll tell you why he left. Because he lost the joy for father's house. Amen. Daddy come by and pat him on the head. It just didn't touch him like it used to. Hallelujah. Mama fixed him a big breakfast. It just didn't do nothing for him like it used to. I tell you why he left. He left because the joy left. He looked at that far country. He looked at the lights of that city. He said, there is where I'll find my joy. There is where I'll find my satisfaction. There is where I'll feel that longing that's in my heart. Oh, but the next time he crosses the Bible pages, the Bible says he would have fain had eaten the husk of the swine. That don't mean that he ate the husk. That said he would have rather eaten it. He didn't even have the husk to eat. He didn't have the friends no more. I tell you what, when we let the joy go, we lose out with God. You're just like that prodigal. The father comes by and speaks to you like he did tonight. It just don't do nothing for you like it used to. The father sets the table for you. The pastors, the preachers preach some messages, but it just don't feed you like it needs to anymore. And we want to point the finger at them. We want to put the finger on the church. We want to say just like they do up home, y'all just don't preach it like you used to. Y'all just don't live it like you used to. No, my friend, you just ain't happy with it like you used to be. Oh, so now, I said you just ain't happy. I tell you what, I like that old song. You can take this whole world. Just give me Jesus. Oh God. My boy, we are up here in Columbus. They ain't got much of a choice of selection as far as music concerned, Brother Roy. The only radio station they had up there for years was a Southern Gospel station. Now they got some Ahab and Jezebel in there. Come on here now. And they've given the Southern Gospel, which a lot of it ain't much anymore either, but sometimes you just got to work with what you got. Come on here now. They gave them a little spot for a couple hours on Saturday night when nobody's going to be paying attention to it much anyway. And now they just about went full-blown contemporary. Are you hearing me? And for a while, I mean, that was all. And we just turn it on, not really thinking. God knows my heart. You can fall out with me, but fall out with me later. Let me preach a minute. Amen. And all of a sudden, the Lord got to dealing with me. And the Lord got to troubling me. And I began to get up and try to sing, Brother Lloyd. And I didn't feel the Lord like I once did. Come on here now. I tried to testify and preach. I just couldn't get over like I wanted to. And immediately my mind went to that radio dial. Let me tell you something. That's just like the devil. He'll tell you ain't got to go all the way in. Just take a cheap imitation. Hallelujah. Listen to the words, but keep the same old beat. Come on here now. That's not how God works. I got to noticing something. I got to noticing Jerry. And even Gabriel and Tanya, as little as they are, be bopping around. Well, y'all may fall out with me all the way. You're just going to have to get over it. I said, you're just going to have to get over it. I don't care who hears it. Give this tape to everybody. Hey, man, I'm sick of this bunch of junk. Amen. I'm sick of it. Amen. People are afraid to preach what God gives them because of people. No, I'm going to preach what He gives me tonight. If I got to tell on myself and you, that's the best example I can give you. Amen. Jared and Gabriel and Tanya, they began to bebop around. Huh? Heard a little program. He's talking about rock music. They took a song that some long-haired contemporary Christian artist changed the words to, what was it? Jailhouse Rock. He's saying, Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock, you know, to the tune of Jailhouse Rock. And they went over to a foreign country somewhere that couldn't understand English. And that long-haired thing got up there and began to sing. Amen. They said that the crowd began to sway. Come on here now. I'm talking, these are sinner people. Brother Lloyd, they said they began to dance. I mean, they began to act like Elvis Presley was singing, the Jailhouse Rock. Come on here now. They begin to gyrate. They begin to move just like the world would at a sock hop or something. Let me tell you something, young people. Let me tell you something, mommy and daddy. Amen. Don't give up your joy. Don't give up your heritage. Don't give up your salvation for a song, for a snappy beat. Let me tell you, those things are temporal. I said they're temporal. It's just a bunch of cowards that refuse to live right for God, trying to make another buck, trying to get popular. I tell you what, I've never seen it like today. This world, this church world, is caught up by the entertainment of this world. I begin to say, oh God, not only has it affected me, but it's got my kids bebopping around. Next thing I know, Jared's saying, Dad, why is it wrong to go to a concert? I don't understand why it's wrong. Oh, man. Come on here now. So I begin to try to explain it to him the best I can. The brother said it right. Freely you receive, freely give. Don't charge $15 at the door. Come on here now. Oh, come on here now. God can heal your heart, your achy, breaky heart. Y'all know about that one. Amen. I heard about another disease on the way up here. About rolling out. Lamb-itis. Anybody know about that one? Come on here now. I said it's foolishness. I said it's ignorance. I don't believe God's pleased with it. I don't believe God's pleased with these Christian comedians, amen, that get up and borderline blaspheme the Holy Ghost to try to get a laugh. But yet this church world is flocking to its banner. This church world is supporting it and saying, hey, it don't matter what form it's in. It don't matter what shape it's in. As long as we reach the lost. That's not what my Bible tells me. My Bible says to seek out the old paths. Amen. For therein is a good way. And when you find it, walk therein. Come on here now. So I got tired of trying to explain to my boy why it was wrong. And I got down and I asked the Lord to forgive me. I turned it off. Amen. We go to these things, Sister Kathy, because we're losing our joy. Majority of these young people today, they don't know what it is to really have an old-time tarrying service. Not because it's not offered to them, but because they don't see no joy in it. Come on here now. I said that to say this. The church always gets the blame. It ain't the church, it's the people in the church. I hear them announce prayer meetings. I hear them announce revivals. They catch wind of it somehow. You know how news carries around this world so fast. Amen. But the thing is, they just don't see no joy in it no more. The thrill is all gone in it. What am I going to get out of an old boring prayer meeting? Come on here now. What am I going to get out of an old boring revival? I mean, we've been revival to death. That's what they say. What do we get out of looking the way we look? What do we get out of acting the way we feel like we have to act? When you start talking like that, you better look around because you probably hear this sound. What's that? That's your joy leaking out. Huh? I hear it tonight. I've heard it the whole service. And I didn't stand up there and look like I was in another world because I was sitting on Brother Joe Pennington. I just want to tell the devil that. But Brother Jeff, I was hearing something that God was just showing me. All I could hear was, psh, somebody's joy is leaking out. Somebody's joy is leaking out. Somebody's thrill is leaving them. Somebody's failing to see the importance of living this holy way. I mean, that's why the church houses are emptying out. That's why holiness is not popular anymore. That's why shedding off this world ain't popular. They're trying to keep it all together. I tell you what, it's a lie from the devil. Amen. You'll never prosper by compromising. You'll never get right with God by giving in. You're going to end up losing. You're going to end up losing. You're going to end up losing. We can't blame the hypocrite. There's always been hypocrites. Even in the book of Acts, we find hypocrites. Sapphira and Ananias is probably the first New Testament hypocrites that we see and read about. They tried to lie to the Holy Ghost and hold back part of that land that they sold. There's always been hypocrites. There are always going to be hypocrites. The only time we'll get rid of hypocrites is when we make the crossing to the other side. They're not going to go then. Come on here now. Come on here now. People's losing out because they're losing their joy. Men will go to great lengths to find pleasure. They'll go to great lengths to get a thrill. What causes men to get up 15, 20, 30,000 feet in an airplane, Brother Jeff, and put a little backpack on their bag and jump? And trust on this little ripcord to pull it that this thing is supposed to come out and fill up the air and help you get safely to the ground if you can guide it right. Man, I think that's nuts. But ask them, they'll say, oh, it's thrilling. Oh, it's exhilaration. It's a rush. Be up there floating around, falling hundreds of miles an hour toward the war, at the ground, amen. And just waiting, yabba-dabba-dabba, amen. Come on here now. Amen. Just waiting to pull that little ripcord. Because it's going to make it all right. Come on here now. What caused them to tie giant rubber bands around their ankles and jump off the bridges and boing, boing. Amen. Brother Jeff, what makes you get on top of one of them rocket blaster things that shoot you out in the air like you're going to the moon? Amen. I think it's because you're crazy. Amen. But you tell me because it's exciting. It's exciting. Amen. Why does people party? Why do they try to get materialistic gain? Because they're looking for thrills. They're looking for joy. But the only real joy is the salvation of God. Woo! That's why David knew where to go when he was sick and tired.